Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We thank God for each of you coming on with us today. We thank God for what he's done and what he's about to do. He's doing great things in the lives of his children. So, Father, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that you've heard before we've called upon you, Lord God. You are our shepherd and we shall not want. Oh, yeah, Lord God, no matter where we are in the world, you are there. You won't ever leave us. You won't ever forsake us. You are continuously, oh, God, watching over us. You're continuously providing for us. And we say thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, everything you are about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving today. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, order our steps in the name of Jesus that we might continually. Grateful that the Lord is ordering our steps in his word. We are grateful when he joins us. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. We're just not, you know, we're sometimes so caught up in what we're doing, we're distracted, and we're not even aware of the presence of the Most High God. We're not even aware that we're in the presence of royalty. Yeah, the King of Kings is always around for us. We are so grateful. Well, today is Wednesday, midweek Bible study. It is November the 10th. Oh, my God. Before we know it, we'll be into January 2022. And this has been an amazing year because the Lord has ordered our steps. He has directed our path. And we're so grateful that, you know, we can call on him. He waits in the secret place for us. He wants us to come to him. So don't put off. Always seek the face of the Lord. So I thank God he's ordering our steps today in the direction he wants us to go in. Exodus 16:4 says, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. A wise woman wrote this. It says, I must conclude this. All my bad feelings are a result of my bad thinking. I must hear God's response to my problem and begin to say whatever he says. I know a wise woman. She wrote this book. Oh, my God. And that's one of the wise things that she put in there. She wrote, have seed, will prosper. God, me, and the truth. She's a wise woman. And let me tell you, she could play the piano like the Lord had put her when she was born. They laid her hands right on the piano. So she could play the piano. Oh, my God. We thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Laney. How are you? Sister Laney, you there? You got her phone on mute, but she's going to answer in a minute. Yeah. Jasmine, can you text your brother? We're waiting for him, too. Sister Laney, can you hear me? I can hear you trying to click in, but it's not coming in. You want to hang up and call back, Sister Laney? I can't hear you. We got you unmuted. All right, she's going to call right back in. She's going to be playing a song of praise today. We thank God for her. We thank God that this time when she come on, she'll be able to click in and we'll be able to hear her. Oh, yeah, this time.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Very good. Amen. Praise
God. We're
going
to ask you to play two songs today. Sister Lainey's from Jackson, Mississippi. We thank God for her. If you could play two songs of praise into the Lord, we appreciate it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Uh-oh. She got dropped again. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that her call will not get dropped again, that she'll be able to stay on this time without any further drop calls. In the name of Jesus, we cover the line with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will be able to connect and stay on. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're grateful to the Most High God for all that he does on behalf of us, his children. You know, he does great things for us now. He's doing good things, good things, good things. So we appreciate him. We bless the Lord. The word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within him, within us, bless his holy name. So she'll be right back on playing a song of praise, but in the meantime, get your Bibles out. Your Bible's ready. This is Wednesday midweek Bible study. You may have to call in from a home phone this time because cell phone keeps dropping, but she'll be right back. We thank God for each of you coming on today. Get your Bibles ready. Jasmine, don't forget to text Brian. Tell him we're waiting for him. All right, we're going to be praying right now for family, fathers, mothers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins while we're waiting for Sister Lainey to come back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. And we thank you for fathers and mothers, children, uncles, aunts, grandparents, oh God. You said you would bring the parents back to the children back to the parents. So we're in agreement with you, Lord God. Draw them closer with you. And Lord, we thank you for households where the word goes forth on a daily basis. We thank you that our children should be taught of you at an early age, and great shall be their peace. And Father, we are counting on you like never before. We don't know the way, but we know that you are a way maker. So we are delighted. We delight ourselves in you, O God. We are grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless you today. We honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I'm going to try to add her.
Hello? Hello? Can't hear you.
All right. Added you on with me. Now you can go ahead and play.
Yes, ma'am. This is the first song?
Yes.
Okay. We cannot see in the future. No, 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 no. And we cannot see the fire. Oh, every pitfall. But we must walk on and keep the faith each day. Oh, oh. We cannot see no teardrop. No, sometimes we find it hard, hard to smile. Storm cloud. Oh no, no, we cannot see every heartache, but we must walk on. And keep praying each day. Oh, on Monday, find yourself walking on. And on Tuesday, keep on walking on. Why don't you let him be? He wants to be your guide. He wants to be your guide. Oh, he's well able, and he can carry your load, and he can see way, 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 way down the road. Put your hand in God's hand. Hold your head up high. With your heart in God's hand. His power he won't deny. Because he's able. He's able to keep. Hallelujah, God. He's able to heal. Why don't you yield to the Lord? Walk on by faith. Well, keep the faith. Each day. God is well able. Keep the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear for long. What a privilege it is to carry. Oh, we can carry everything, everything, every little thing to God. To God is prayer. Oh, what need the pain? We bear what need the pain. do not carry everything to our God in prayer. That's a friend. Stick it closer than a brother. Because he is my elder brother. Our reigning king. Our intercessor. Our advocate before the Father. Everything to God. In the name of Jesus in prayer. Take everything. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Those are beautiful songs. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God.
Appreciate it. Beautiful. Both of them are beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Laney.
Amen.
Jackson, Mississippi. And it's a little bit chilly in Jacksonville, Florida, but the weather's all over. But a friend with Jesus and God is well able. Now, that's the truth.
Amen.
Now, we've been studying in Exodus chapter 15 and 16 for this past couple of weeks. So get your Bibles ready. We're going to do a Bible search today, and it's going to be true or false. So I'm going to read the scripture. You tell me if it's true or false, and then you read it as it is written in the Word of God. You got to tell your name. You got to read the scripture. Tell me if it's true or false. Read the scripture, and we'll go from there. The first scripture is found in Nehemiah. Chapter 1, verse 7. Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 7. We have dealt very wholly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. Is that true or false? Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 7. We have dealt very wholly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor statutes, nor the judgments, which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. Is that true?
True.
Anybody found it yet?
Yeah, it's true.
Who said that?
Zenat.
Who is who talking? Yes, oh, Zenat?
Yes.
Okay, read it.
Okay, Nehemiah, hold on one sec. Seven. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses.
All right. Well, this is how I read it. We have dealt wholly against thee and have not kept the commandments. So it was a word that was incorrect in there. What did I read? What word was incorrect? Somebody else, speak up. What word is incorrect?
Which version are you reading?
I think it's the King James. But then it says, we have dealt very wholly, but it's supposed to be the way you read it. We have dealt corruptly.
Oh, okay.
So it was incorrect. So let's go to the next scripture. All right, you guys, speak up now. Joshua 1:9. I'm going to read it. You tell me if it's correct or incorrect. Tell us your name first. Have I not commanded thee, be intelligent and be of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Is that true or false? I'm going to read it again, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee? Be intelligent. Put courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever so thou goest.
Yeah, you wrote, you read something that is not in mine. Mine says be strong and courageous, not intelligent and courageous.
Right. That's correct. So it was incorrect. It was false. That's good. All right, read it.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it, Zina.
Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
All right, good job. All right, you guys, come on, y'all got to help. Let's help out. Everybody pitch in. All right, the next scripture is found in Matthew 19, verse 2. Matthew 19, verse 2, tell me if it's true or false. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Is it true or false? Matthew 19:2.
It's true.
Desmond, you got your Bible? All right. You guys state your name.
Oh, Zenat. It's true.
Okay, good. All right, read it. Desmond and Sister Laney, y'all got to speak up too.
Yes, I see it.
Okay.
Okay, so Matthew 19, which scripture? Is it, scripture? Verse 2, okay. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there.
All right, good job. Okay, I tell you what, Zenette, you're on the ball. We got Bible scholars on here, too. They just not... finding the scriptures and setting you up. All right, here's the next one. 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians 3:16. And it says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Sister Lena, that's true.
All right, read the scripture, Sister Lena.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
All right, good job. Okay. All right, so we're getting ready to read the next scripture. This is the last one in this section. So get your Bibles ready so you can... respond to the question. Okay, number 5, Psalm 7:7. Is this true or false? Psalms chapter 7, verse 7. It says, so shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sake, therefore, return thou on high. Psalm 7:7. State your name. Tell me if it's true or false.
Jasmine, it's true. So shall the congregation of the people. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore, return thou on high.
All right, good job. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to do the next one. We have this is called Find the Scripture. So now, you know how we did the books of the law, the books of history, and all those? This one is a little different. So you're going to have to find a scripture about the topic that I give. So this topic is find a scripture about aged people, the hoary-headed people, aged people, and read it. Tell me your name and read it. Find a scripture about aged people, the older people, read it. Man, I gotta do some searching to find that. Use Google, whatever, to find it. A scripture about aged people.
Proverbs 16:31. This is Sister Aida.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got Proverbs 16:31. One second, Sister Z. I'm
sorry. All right, you can read it when you get a chance, when you get it. Proverbs 16:31. You got to find the two that you got the right one.
I have one.
Okay, hold
go
up.
Ahead.
Hey, hold up. Aida, you got it?
Yes. Oh,
that's, read it.
That is not what I was looking for.
Yes,
it's
The
honorary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness.
That's the hoary head. That means the gray-headed people.
The hoary head.
Correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much. All right. Sister Laney, you have one?
Yes, ma'am. Mine doesn't say the hoary head. It says wisdom belongs to the aged and understanding to the old. And that's Job 12:12.
All right, Job 12:12. Okay, yep.
Right.
Yeah, I just read that one, I think, the other day or last week. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. All right, now the next scripture. Got to find the scripture, state your name, and read it. Find a scripture about wisdom. Find a scripture about wisdom. Give me the book, chapter, and verse. Take your name. Find a scripture about wisdom.
This is Jasmine. Sister Aida again.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
You can go.
All right. Okay, I've got
Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
James
James 3:17, okay.
It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
All right. Thank you, Jasmine. Excellent. Aida, you were reading one as well?
Yes, Proverbs 2:6-7, it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly.
Amen. Good job. All right, we got three more. Next scripture, find a scripture about wealth. Wealth, money, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. Give me the book, chapter, verse, take your name and read it. Come on, you guys, we're searching the scriptures today. Y'all doing good. I'm so proud of you.
Sister G, is that just wealth or can it be or money? Can it be money or does it have to be wealth?
It could be any kind of wealth.
Okay, so Ecclesiastes 10:19, money answers all things.
All right, that's good. Anybody got another one on wealth? Thank you, Aida.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dina. Okay, go ahead.
Deuteronomy. 8:18. But remember the Lord your God.
You still there, Zinette?
Yes.
Read the whole scripture.
Deuteronomy 8:18.
Okay, read it.
But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirm his covenant which he swore to your ancestors as it is today.
Amen. That's excellent. All right, you guys, I tell you, our Bible scholars. Go ahead, y'all got it going on today. Thank you. Brother Brian joined us too. So we're the next scripture. Find a scripture on healing. Find a scripture on healing. Book, chapter, verse on healing. Any scriptures on healing? Scriptures on healing. State your name. Read the scripture.
Jasmine. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise.
Excellent. Wow. All right.
Can you repeat the verse and the chapter and the verse?
Oh, yeah. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Jess. Okay. All right. The last scripture in this section, find a scripture about discipline. Don't be saying, Google it, discipline. Brother Brian, you got it? Y'all funny. We got it. You know discipline. You know what discipline is. It could be self-control, discipline.
Jasmine, again. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Read it again.
Okay, it's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
All right, you guys did excellent. Now we're moving on to our homework. Our homework is taken from Exodus chapter 15 and 16. So a lot of people called out today. Some people told me. Someone had to go to a funeral. Someone couldn't be on for various reasons. So we'll be praying for them as well. But we thank God for each of you who came on today. I believe my daughter is on here. Baby Chloe's mother, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just taking my lunch break.
Going for a
walk and listening.
I said, okay.
She's doing pretty good.
Oh, good. That's all we want to hear. All right. So, moving right along. Someone had Exodus 15, 1 through 8, but they're not here. So, I'm just going to kind of look at it. Now, we're talking about Moses and the children of Israel, how God, they were crying out to God. And God heard their cry. They just kept crying, Lord, we want to be free. So, you know, when we cry to God, he hear our prayers. So he heard them all just a crying out. So in the meantime, remember Moses was up. He was tending his father-in-law's sheep, and he saw that bright light. And then he was drawn up to the mountain, and he went up to that mountain, and while he was up there, some things happened. So I'm going to reassign. I'm going to ask Zenat. If Zenat, can you read Exodus 15, 1 through 8? And if you want to say something about it, you can, and you don't have to, but you can read it. Jasmine is going to read next, and I'm going to ask. Okay, hold on one second. Let me just read some. Okay, I'm going to ask Brother Brian. Jasmine has 15, 9 through 15. And Brother Brian, can you take these two scriptures? Exodus 15, 16 through 22 and 16 1 through 5, which is what you had, Brother Brian. Can you take those?
Take, what was the first one, Sister G? You said 15 through 22,
and you got Exodus 16:1-5.
Okay, I got it.
And some, you know, are not here today, so I'm going to ask one other person, Sister Laney, could you take 16, let me see, you have, I'll take 16 through 21, and then Sister Laney, if you could take 16:22 through 36.
Yes,
ma'am.
Right? Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, Zinette, you ready?
Yes. Exodus 15, 1 through, I think I'm reading 1 through 8. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, the flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Amen.
Amen. You want to say anything about it, or anybody want to add anything? I mean, say anything about those scriptures?
Well, this you know, reminds me that no matter what I'm going through, the Lord is my strength, and there can be nothing that can go against the Lord and win. So I can relax in the Lord. And that's what all, you know, I think that's something that we can all try to remember when we're going through things, when we're being attacked. Just remember that you're not taking the attack. If you are in the presence of the Lord is taking the attack, and the Lord can handle it. So just give it all over to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. Good job. I tell you, we got Bible scholars on here, y'all. All right, Jasmine. Thank you, Jeanette. Jasmine, you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, so I have Exodus chapter 15, and I have verses 9 through 15. All right, in these verses, it involves Moses and the children of Israel and their continued song of praise unto the Lord. It opens up on verse 9 with them talking about the enemy and how their enemies sought to pursue, overtake, divide the spoil, and destroy them. But the Lord blowed his wind, and the sea covered them, so they sunk in the waters. And then they proceeded to praise the Lord for the good that he has done for them when he delivered them out of the hand of their enemy. They praised the Lord for his mercy in redeeming them and guiding them to the promised land. These verses close out with Israel and Moses saying how the people will hear and be sore afraid and yet amazed, trembling at the mighty words of the Lord God of Israel. And that was it.
All right. Bible scholars on the roll here. Go ahead. I'm doing good. Thank you, Jess. All right. Now we got Brother Brian. That's our brother. His brother and sister, y'all, and they are, well, I tell you, they're brilliant people. I thank God for Brother Brian's podcast comes on a couple of days a week or so. You're talking about leadership. Oh, my God, he's only 26. Jasmine's only 20, but they are still in the Word. Thank God for the people. Bring them up in the way they should go. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you about my friend Zenat. She is from Bangladesh, but I met her in New Orleans, and her children were, what, like 3 and 5, I think, when I met them. They're probably like 30 or 40 now. We've known each other a long time, I thank God. Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on today. So we're going to go, Brother Brian.
It's a blessing.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Brother
Brian.
Thank yes, you. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to read through it. I'll probably try to get a summary at the end, but it says, Exodus chapter 15, verse 16, fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thy arm. They shall be as still as stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. So the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And that is 16 through 22.
All right. Thank you, Brother Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, you got to do 16, 1 through 5, remember?
Yes, ma'am. I got it. Oh, was there more, Sister G?
Yeah, you.
For 23 through 27?
No, your homework was Exodus 16, 1 through 5, but I added on that other two.
Okay, so Exodus 16, 1 through 5. So from my summary, I had it. They had journeyed into the land of Ilium and into the wilderness of Sin. And basically it said that the children of Israel, they started complaining, well, the Bible says murmuring against Aaron and Moses because they were in the wilderness. And they were complaining because the thing that they said was that they didn't have bread or anything to eat in the wilderness, and that would God really lead them out of Egypt just for them to die in this particular place. And in the fourth verse, Moses had talked to God, and God told him that he would rain bread from heaven for them, and that the people should go out and get a certain amount every single day as long as they continue to walk in his law. And this was basically a place of testing. And then it said that in verse 5 that on the sixth day that they should bring in twice as much, and they shouldn't go out on the seventh day at all. And that's my summary, yo. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to take thank you so much, Brother Brian. Excellent job. I'm going to take the other person. They were at Exodus 16, 13, and Exodus 16, 14 through 21. So verse 6, Moses and Aaron, they're telling the people of Israel that the Lord brought them out of Egypt, and, he said, listen, in the morning, you're going to see the Lord's glory, and the way you're going to see it is, he said that the Lord has heard your murmuring, your complaining. You know how we complain? Sometimes we don't complain out loud, but they were complaining out loud. So Moses said, you're complaining to me and Aaron, but you're really complaining about the Lord. You're coming against God. So he said, he heard your murmuring, and, your murmurings are against the God, the one who brought you out of all that bondage, so you need to give him thanks. So, you know, when we're complaining, morning, and Moses, you know, told Aaron, he said, I want you to say to all the children of the congregation, you know, that God heard their murmuring, and this is, you know, he said that he's going to give them something. So in the morning, God sends manna, quail and manna. He said, I heard your murmuring, and so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you fresh bread in the morning, and then that way you're going to know that I'm God. I'm going to give you quail in the evening, and make sure that you only take the amount. He said, when the dew lay gone, you know, that's when everything will be gone. You can't take some for the next day. You got to just take your share. So, you know, how we are. We don't always listen and follow instructions. And then later on, they had to gather the omer. That's a certain amount of it. And so God said, listen, this is the thing that Moses said, this is what God commanded. Gather every man the amount that you can eat, not over the amount. Everybody who's in your house, measure out the certain amount called the omer. And the children of Israel, if they got more than what they had, then it's fall and they had less. But if they got less than, they ended up having more. So we got to stop complaining to the Lord, and that's what we got to do. So Sister Laney, you have Exodus 16 through 30, 22 through 36. That's it. We'll be through this part.
All right. Verse 16, this is the thing which the Lord had commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did that and gathered some more, some less, as was spoken earlier. Let's see here. And notwithstanding, they hearkened unto Moses, but some of them left of it until morning, and it bred worms, stanks, and stank, and Moses was rout. One of the things that I found out in reading this is that when they were disobedient and got more, it stank. When they were obedient and got more on the sixth day, it did not stink, which means that God was already routing a miracle. And as Sister G said earlier, it was a test of their obedience, because no matter what Moses and Aaron said, they listened, but they wanted to do what they wanted to do. I found it very interesting that when they gathered, when they were brought in what they needed, they said that the omer was instructed to be placed. I'm going too fast here. And they laid it up till the morning. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm going down to verse 24, and they laid up in the morning, laid it up till the morning as Moses bade. If they did that, it sank and had worms in it. I'll say again, when they did what they were told to do, when they gathered more on any day besides the sixth day, it would stink and turn to worms. But on the sixth day when they gathered, miraculously, it would be a food for them on the seventh day. The Israelites were instructed to place one omer of manna in a jar as a witness, a testimony for the next, for the generations to come, to prove how God had taken care of them in the wilderness. And they took that and put it with the commandments, the two tablets, and also it was Aaron's rod and the jar. There were three things there, the jar of manna and the two tablets of the law and Aaron's rod. Let's see. They were saying, when I did some research on that manner, they were saying that this kind of manner was known to the native people. They collected it in the morning, and melt with the heat of the sun, congealed by the cool of the night. And it was a prize. It was a prize much valued by the natives where they were, and only produced in small quantities and not every year, which also attests to the miracle that God rained it every day, you know, except on the seventh day. But the people that were, it was compared to that, because it wasn't the same thing, because theirs was natural and God was supernatural. And these people used that that manna that was produced from a tarpa tree. They use it for medicine and not food. It was round, whitish round wafer, and it tastes like honey. And on the seventh day, this is another interesting thing too. When they were told on the sixth day to stay in, there were three different groups that one group of Israelites took the instructions to remain in the camp or in the house in the tent literally, and they woke up in whatever position they woke up in, they stayed in that position all day. Others, there's another group that stayed in the camp, but they went out of the boundaries to do menial work by tending the cattle and dealing with the water for them. And some were disobedient and went out to pick up manna that wasn't there, which was another conversation that God had with Moses, that the people will continue to be disobedient. The Israelite manna was like coriander seed, much like the natives, but it was yellow or grayish, and even pearl color. The taste of the manna was, the taste of the manna varied to the taste of the eater. It was tempered to every man's liking. Whoever ate it, it tastes good to them. And it, God fixed it so when they ate the manna, it satisfied whoever was eating it. I thought that once again, God's miracles and mercies were so evident there. Let me see. And I finished reading this at the end where it talks about how the children of Israel didn't eat manna for 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They didn't eat manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. I'm sure as they went through the journey, some of those who were in the house woke up and wouldn't go out. They stayed in that position. They learned that they could go out and do the minimum thing they need to do to take care of their cattle. And then that they grew through that process. But the bottom line is that God was faithful. We had, most churches had communion on Sunday, and they use that little, they use that waffle that I thought the concept of how the tradition that we use in our churches now, that waffle with the, on top of the cup, that probably came from this story, came from this history. I thought that would be interesting to remember. Let me see. Also, it was bigger than in my studies that in the word is to be supplied to our souls. Jesus is our bread of life. When the children of Israel were eating in the wilderness, their bread took care of them, but eventually they would hunger again. But when we take Christ as the bread of life, we will never hunger again. Yeah, there were so many extensions out of this story that relates to who we are today. I found that truly amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you. That was excellent. Well, as the lesson continues today, the message title for today is taken from Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, life tip. Then said to the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove or test them whether they will walk in my law or not. Exodus, so in the Message Bible, it says, God said to Moses, I'm going to rain bread down from the skies for you. The people will go out and gather each day's rations. I'm going to test them to see if they'll live according to my teaching or not. So God tested Job's faith as well. You remember the story about Job? You know, Job, God refined his character. And Luke 8:15 says, honest and good-hearted people who hear God's word cling to it. So how was Job tested? First, Job was tested by Satan, but with God's permission, remember? Satan going back and forth, so the Lord stopped and he said, Satan, where are you going? He said, I'm going back and forth, to and fro in the earth. He said, okay, here you're going there, but have you considered my servant Job? Job is faithful. He is in all of his ways. And Job, Job, you know, didn't know. God didn't let him know. He didn't announce that you're going to go through a test. But he didn't even announce to the children of Israel, you're going to go through a test. So the message title is Life Tested. Many times we go through many things. So remember the first test was Satan told God, he said, well, you got a hedge of protection around. He said, okay, but don't you kill it. So Satan killed all of his sons and his daughters. He took away his animals. He killed his servants. That was the first thing. And then in Proverbs 17:3, it says the crucible is, that's a situation where trials, where, you know, different elements of trials come, leading to the creation of something new. So Job, after all of these trials, he went through something new. He experienced something new. So do you trust God to purify your heart? Do you trust God to purify your mind? The heart is the mind. So God, he will allow, if we would allow God to have his way in us, he will kill us. But these tests, oh, my God, sometimes when you go through tests, you go like, Lord, this is too difficult and it's too long. But you know what? Job didn't complain. God did not notify Job about the test, but Job decided what he was going to do. He was going to continually praise God. He bowed down and he praised God. Remember, even Job's wife said, you know, you're going through so much. He had boils on him, all kind of stuff. He went through all kinds of tests, lost his home, everything. But, you know, through it all, God was with him. God didn't ever leave him. So God knows what's in each one of us that's on the radio today. So in order to perfect me, us, you, God began to test us. And whatever it will take, he will perfect us. So, but we have to trust him. Sometimes, you know, we think, oh, yeah, that's the devil. And we be praying against, but the devil can't do any more than what God allows. So through everything Job went through, he passed every test. God allowed him to go through, you know, all kinds of things. So we could check ourselves by Job. Job first, his character. His character was tested. Mental, moral quality, his integrity, whether he was honest or not, credibility, whether people believed him or not, his patience. Remember, he had those friends, and even his wife, you know, she was against him, and his friend said, Job, you must have done something. You wouldn't be going through this if you hadn't have done something. So that's what we think sometimes. We say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me, Lord, whatever I did. But sometimes it's not what you did or what you didn't do. It's just your time to be tested. So sometimes you're down in the valley, sometimes you're in the mountains. And also, his patience was tested. And I learned a long time ago, don't ever pray for patience, because you're going to go through one trial after the other. So you know what I'm talking about. So the next thing, he was tested in his poise. You know, was he graceful? Did he keep his composure? Oh, yeah. Job began to question God. And Job came to the conclusion that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job 13:15. And then Job said in Job 23:12, neither have I gone back from the commandment, of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. In other words, he said, look here. I got to fast. I ain't worried about am I hungry. No, this is a major thing I'm going through. So I can't worry about food right now. I just got to, you know, get before the Lord and bless him and honor him and worship him through this thing that I'm going through, this trial. So tests come. You read about many Bible stories in the Bible, but Job is one of my favorites. Because He was a man. He was sold out for God. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And that's a difficult thing, to give up who you are and say, Lord, I know I'm going through this trial, but it's too hard. Can you remove it? I don't remember now. One time Job asked if he could remove it. And you remember the story of Jonah. Jonah, he had to go through a test. And God told him to do something. And he said, he agreed. But then he was rebellious and went the other way. He said, I want you to go to Nineveh and tell the people. He said, okay. So he didn't obey, but God got him caught up. He caught him up in the belly of a big fish. I bet you he surrendered then. So, you know, Job was a man who hated evil, and he followed after God. He obeyed God, yet he was tested by God. So he trusted God through this. Though you slay me, Lord, I'm still going to trust. Even if you kill me, I'm still going to trust you. You're my creator. And so this leads us to the question. So listen, are you being tested now? Yeah, I'm talking to each one of us on the radio. Are you being tested now by God? Is God got you in a situation that you are facing, and the only way you can get out of it is to trust him? You know, you could call me. You could call each other. We could pray. You could call the prophet, the Most High prophet. You know, you could call the prophet. You could call your pastor, the bishop. You can call them all. But they can't get you out of the trial God's going to put you in now. They can pray for you to have, you know, just to hang on. It's going to be all right. God ain't going to kill you. Just go through the trial. Just trust in God. So have you been tested before by God? Think of when you were younger. You may have been in your teens, your 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, whatever age. But was it, you know, when you were tested, did you know you were being tested by God? Did you blame God or did you blame the devil? How were you tested? Did you rebuke the devil? Or did you say, Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you? Did you trust God even more? Or did you blame him? Whatever you were going through, did you get angry with it? Or did you count it all joy? The scripture says, count it all joy. When you go through these different situations, trials, tribulations, how did you feel? Did you complain? Did it help when you complained? Did you consult God? The children of Israel, they just kept on complaining to Moses. And Moses said, you're not complaining about me. You're complaining about God, your creator. And the more they complained, the worse they got. But, you know, the more we complain, sometimes seem like the worse things get. So we just got to let go and let God. You know, they were supposed to be going on 11 days journey. You know how many years it took? 40 years. So there's a scripture that says, Lord, I will turn, it says the Lord will turn our mourning into dancing. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have given me sackcloth and encircled me with joy. So what trial have you been going through? What trial? I want you all to share in just a minute. Just speak of some trials that you've been through, and you know, just briefly tell us how you got through those trials. Who want to share first? You know, just a fiery trial. I'm talking about a fiery trial you were in, and you go like, not only you to get me out. I'm gonna give you one real quick. One of mine was I was in New Orleans and I was very sick. I had gone to the doctor. My heart was beating like jello like, and so. Somebody cooking or something. Y'all cooking enough for me? I want something to eat. But anyway, getting back, the trial I went through, my heart would beat like jello. I'd clean the bathtub out. I'd be trying to cook food. And sometimes I have to just go back and get in the bed. I've been to the doctor, and the doctor, he told me wasn't nothing wrong with me. He sent me to a psychiatrist because I kept on complaining. I said, I know it's something wrong with my heart, I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, eventually I found someone who had herbs. And through the herbs, God, because I would pray every day. One of my friends said, let's pray the Lord's Prayer every day, 100 times a day. I pray the Lord's Prayer 50 times in the morning, 50 times in the evening. I make those little marks. And don't you know, before I knew it, taking those herbs, those vitamins, and praying, God, miraculous healing came through. So what fiery trial have you been in that God delivered you from? State your name and give us a brief trial. Hello? Somebody? Anybody? Y'all put to sleep on me while I was talking? Jeanette, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. We're still here.
All right. Jeanette, you got any trials?
Yes.
You know, you went through Hurricane Katrina. You want to share one?
Do I want to share what?
A fiery trial that you have been through, like Joe. Briefly, share a fiery trial
yes,
and how God...
Yes. Okay, hold on a sec. Definitely. I have an inheritance from my mom in Bangladesh, okay? And it's all in Bangladesh currency. But I have a wonderful banker who takes out a certain amount every month, and he buys U.S. dollars with it, and he sends me the dollars, right? So at one time, my eldest brother, he wanted to borrow the equivalent of $40,000. And so I told my banker, that's fine, give it to him. My brother promised to return it. And my brother wouldn't return it. And I was like, I didn't know what to do, you know? And so I just prayed, and I told my banker, I said, just wait, let's see. I mean, let's hope that he will. And I would send my brother a message every now and then. I hope you understand I need that money. That's what I live off. So I hope you'll be able to return it soon. And that was a really tiring time for me. And I leant on God. I just left it to the Lord. And I didn't take my brother to court or anything. I just left it to the Lord, and eventually my brother returned it. So, yes, that was my trial.
Amen. That was a trial.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dee. That was a fiery trial. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Fiery trial you've been through. Brother Brian, you got a fiery trial you've been through? You want to share with us?
I'm trying to think, Sister G.
I'm trying to think. You're just 26. You ain't been through nothing yet. Aida, what about you? You got a fiery trial to share with us?
I got a few fiery trials, but my stories are not as short as you guys. My stories are a little longer, but I'll give you the edited version.
No, you can make it brief. Give me just a brief fiery trial.
Okay,
yeah.
Carita, I have to hang up. So God bless you all. Thank you for sharing. God bless. Bye.
God bless.
God bless you too. Thank you for coming on. All right.
Just moving to Jacksonville. With everything I was going through when I moved here after I had a brain procedure, and then you know I lost my son to gun violence and just a lot. And when I moved here, I wasn't sure where I was going to live, and I didn't know anybody. Well, my son was here, but anyway, God opened doors and I was able to get me a house and, you know, move in, me and the children, and we got settled and situated. And because I just had to trust God, because in the beginning when I first got here, we were, you know, we were staying with my son and his family. My son has five kids. So, you know, him, his wife, and their children. So that's a lot of people in one house, you know, plus us. So, yeah. I just believe God for some things, and he opened doors, and here I am. I just feel like that. I just through prayer and belief and faith that I knew he would do it. And, you know, it wasn't always, but it wasn't always that way. You know what I mean? I had my days of doubt and I had my days of going through and I've had people in my ear say, oh, well, don't wait on that. Just go over here and apply for this and do this and do that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait on God. I know what God promised me, and I'm going to wait on him. So, yeah. I'm gonna just
all right.
Like that.
Thank you, Aida.
God came through. Yes.
Thank you, Aida. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're talking about fiery trials. Anybody, you know, I was telling y'all about Job and how he lost everything. He lost his servants, his cattle. He lost so much in one day.
Mm-hmm.
He went so much. And like the children of Israel, they went through fiery trials too because they had to leave. You know, they were used to being slaves in Exodus. They were used to being slaves under Pharaoh. And then, you know, they had to get out of that place. And then, you know, they were, God said, okay, I'm going to test them. I'm going to give them food. I'm going to make sure they're all right. You know, God opened up the Red Sea for those people, and they didn't even have mud on their feet. God had done so much for them, but yet they just was complaining. Well, Moses, where the bread? Where the water? Where the food? They were always complaining. Everything God did for them, they complained. So God said, okay, I'm going to test those people and see if they're going to trust me. And that's when we went over the scripture. You know what Job said? Though you slay me, Lord, yet will I trust you. And even Job said, listen, you know, he said, in all that I'm going through, he said, I desire to hear, Lord God, the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Now, that's a lot. You know, in other words, he's like, I ain't fixing to eat. I'm fixing to come before you and hear what you got to say so I can get out this trial, Lord. Help me. All right, so the question today for you and me is, will you continually trust God through the process? You say, what process? The trial, the test we go through? Remember, Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Can you, I'm talking to each of you on here. One of my friends, Mary Lewis, is on here. She's been through some trials recently. My daughter from Jacksonville, she's on here. She's been through some trials. Her baby had to have a liver transplant a couple of years ago. And, I mean, it's just, you know, Brother Brian, he's young. He's 26, but he couldn't think of no trials right then. And Aida just gave us a trial. So we've been through trials. He said, can you trust me in the midst of the coronavirus? Can you trust me in the midst of the coronavirus? I know people been, you know, leaving here, but I called them to leave. They ain't just left because they had the virus at this time. Many people were, you know, they were supposed to leave at that time. And, you know, at Psalm 91, verses, what this is, let me see, this is verses 3. Through 16, it says, I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He is the one who will rescue you from the hunter's trap, from the deadly plague. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you will take refuge. His truth will be your shield and armor. You will not need to fear the terrors of the night, the arrows that fly by day, the plagues that roam in the darkness, epidemics that will strike at noon. They will not come near you, even though 1,000 may fall dead beside you, or 10,000 at your right hand. You only have to look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. You, O Lord, are my refuge. You have made the Most High your home. No harm will come near you. No sickness will come to your house. He will put his angels in charge of you to protect you in all your ways. They will keep you in their hands so you will never hit your foot against a rock. You will step on lions and cobras. You will trample on lions and snakes. Because you have loved me, God said, I will rescue you. I will protect you because you know my name. When you call on me, I will answer you. I will save you and honor you. I will satisfy you with long life, and I will show you how I will save you. So we thank God, you know, for the message today. We can trust him in the midst. You know, he's also our provider. He provides shelter, clothes, food for us. He pays bills for us. I know we think that, our, you know, the money we saved or the money we got on the job or whatever, pay the bill. No, but it's God. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply all my needs through his riches and glory. And he protects us. We just read in Psalms 91, but also Psalms 34:7. The angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him, and he delivers them. So it's prayer time. Anyone needs prayer today, state your name, and we'll pray for you.
Sister G, this is Sister Laney. I want to preface this by saying that I've been away from my church about a year and a half almost as the ministry leader. Actively, I've been managing them from my home and going in periodically to do some things. I have a meeting with them tomorrow. There's a real issue that came up concerning a disconnect. And I need prayer that God will give me wisdom to know how to encourage them. I have an assistant that's been working in my behalf. The pastor did a law that said he created that if you're over 65 with pre-existing conditions, that you are not to come to the worship service. So I stayed away until they released. I was able to go in June of this year. And during that time, I was working with my brother's church, a small, about 10 people. But to make a long story short, I have a meeting with my music team at the major church tomorrow, home church. I need prayer to know how to talk to them, how to answer their concerns. They're concerned about some things in the leadership situation.
All right, so you're asking for wisdom.
Yes, ma'am.
Right before you, we pray for you. Can you thank God for our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Levere, and baby Chloe's mother is on with us. She's on her lunch hour, but she's on with us. So can you include her as well?
I will. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up all of our special babies. We thank you for the mother that is on the line right now, that she can actually hear our hearts going out to you in behalf of her child and others. We thank you for these very unique children because, God, they are teaching us how to labor in prayer and remember that you are the final authority. With all the doctors, nurses, and everybody that's treating them, do what they do, and the parents do what they do, you cast the deciding vote. We come in your name, Father, because we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a God of all comfort, a God of mercy and grace. And there is no lack in you. There is nothing that you cannot do. We thank you for what you have already done. And we thank you, for God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for the miracle that these children are, that they will one day be able to testify that you sent some a remnant of people to intercede in their behalf. And so we thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for Sister G that has brought us together, but we know ultimately it's been designed by your Holy Spirit. And we make the Holy Spirit welcome now to Lord in these children, even as young as they are, hallelujah, that the ministry of your all the tools of heaven will line up to be a blessing to them, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, angels, the blood of Jesus, that give them the ability eventually to speak deliverance and healing over themselves. We thank you, God, for what you've already done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. We receive you as a miracle-working King, a miracle-working Lord and Savior who loves us. We appreciate you now, God, and we praise you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, I thank you for my brother's surgery on yesterday, that he's dead well, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering prayer. So I'm going to ask Brother Brian. He does podcasts on leadership that you could pray for Sister Laney, that she would have wisdom and how to go forth in that meeting tomorrow, and thank God for bringing her brother through surgery. Brother Brian, it's on you.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done, God, on this call. I thank you. Thank you for Sister Layman. Thank you for bringing her brother through the surgery, God. We
know that it was all because of you, God, that it was because of your care, it's because of your grace, it was because of your mercy that he has came out well, God. And for that, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we give you our thanks. Right now, if just laying her leading tomorrow, I pray that you continue to give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that she needs to make it through, God. We know that you have been with her throughout of her life in every situation, God, and we know that this is just one more situation that you're going to get the glory and the praise for. And we thank you for these things in advance. I pray that it goes well as we all touch and agree on these things, God. We pray that you continue to do a work in her life that she has yet to see, God. We pray that you continue to use her and lead her and guide her into everything that you have for her, God. And while she has done so many works in your name, we know that there's still so much work that you have for her to do. And we pray that you will continue to be with her, God. Continue to give her comfort in her times of need. You continue to uplift her in her times when she may be down. And you continue to show her that you are the Father that know her before the foundation of the world, that you know her deepest thoughts, God, and that you're able to fulfill every need that she may have. We thank you for all of these things, God, and we thank you for all that you have yet to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Brian.
Amen.
Anybody else need prayer? Anybody need more prayer requests? We're going to be closing out in a little bit. Any more prayer requests? Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. Thank God. You know, God is, oh, my God, he could take care of every situation in our lives. So the fiery trials that we go through is what the message was about today. God will see us through them. He is the one, when we dwell in the secret place of him, he's the one who protects us. He's the one who gives us the strength to go through whatever we have to go through in this life. So we thank God for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out, but not from your presence, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today. Father, you're an amazing God, and we don't even know the fullness of who you are, but that you have shown us of who you are, you are magnificent. You are holy, you are right, and you are faithful. Even when we don't know that you are here with us, you don't leave us. You don't forsake us. You are not a man that you should lie. You are the truth. And so, Father, you said the truth came to set us free. So we are free today because of you. I pray for each and every person who came on the line, those who are on the line now. Bless them and their families, every situation they found themselves in. Give them strength. Give them comfort. Give them joy and peace of mind. Oh, God, knowing that you are in control. Lord, it's not the president. It's not the leaders of the nation. But it's you who's the ruler of every nation. And we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody want to say anything before we close out? Love y'all. Have a good weekend.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone.